All right, we are back, and I have calmed down. I had a sip of Lorraine's calm tea, and we sprayed some Good Girl around in the studio. So, yeah, I'm calmed down. It's all okay. And I have a very special guest on me. And you know, you've heard the saying, if you want to make God laugh, all you have to do is tell him your plans. So there were some plans made for this Monday night at the Kerr County Patriot Club, and the whole thing just kind of burst into flames over the last few hours. But listen, the theme and the topic is going to stay the same for Monday night. But I have on the line with me, and this will give you tell you what Monday night's going to be about. I have on the line with me Charisma Villarreal. Did I pronounce that right, Charisma?
You absolutely did. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and listen, you're a seventh generation native Texan, and here's the coolest thing, the descendant of Jose Maria Esparza, who was an Alamo defender and who tended a cannon during the siege of the Alamo, and it says Esparza was the only defender to be given a Christian burial, because the story we've all heard was that the Alamo defenders were bodies were put into a big pile and set on fire, and so your great 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 whatever, and I don't mean that disrespectfully, but I can't do all the math that quick, was one of the only defenders to be given a Christian burial. Is all this true about your family?
Absolutely, yes. That's you got everything right. That was Gregorio Esparza was my fourth great-grandfather, and he was actually, his body was saved by his brother, Francisco Esparza, who fought on the Mexican side. He pleaded with Santa Ana for his brother's body because he didn't want to see, you know, his brother's body desecrated in the fires. I refuse to call them funeral fires, because when I think of funeral, I think of honor and respect.
Right.
There was no honor and respect in those fires. So those Alamo defenders were thrown in a big pile like garbage. And so he was saved by his brother Francisco. And so, it's an incredible history and legacy that I have. But yes, thank you for having me.
So you have taken this legacy very seriously, and you find it, I don't know, a mission in your life to defend the Alamo and the Cenotaph. Is that a good way to put it?
That would be exactly right. I joined the fight. Well, I should say that all my life I've always been enamored with the Alamo, thanks to my grandmother. And I always knew about my ancestor, Gregorio Esparza. But in 2017, I learned about the fact that the Cenotaph was going to be moved off the Alamo battleground. And so I went to my first rally, and I learned all about it. And from there, the fire was just reignited, and it was set. And I've been fighting ever since. And, you know, I've met a lot of great people along the way. And just we're trying to get the word out to all Texans who may not know what's going on. And so that's been the fight that I've been going with since 2017.
So, you know, there are a number of different organizations out there that all have the same goal, and I think that's great that there are different groups. Tell us how we can find out more about your organization. What is the website, Facebook, any of that stuff? How can we find out more about your organization, and what's the name of it?
Right. So we have social media presence, and you can find us on Facebook. And we kept the name, Don't Move the Cenotaph, even though we were able to win that victory in September 22nd of 2020. But we still kept the name because of the name recognition. So we're on Facebook for under Don't Move the Cenotaph. We're also on Twitter at For the Cenotaph. We're also on Instagram, Alamo Cenotaph, and we also have a website called spiritofsacrifice.com. So all those places you can find us. We have worked with many groups. We've worked with Alamo Defenders Descendants Association. We've worked with This Is Texas Freedom Force. We've worked with authors. We've worked with publisher companies, Capano Bay Press, who specializes in Texas history books. And so, you know, we're even trying to work with the Alamo Citizens Advisory Committee that, you know, has a lot to do with the decisions going on at the Alamo. So we're just trying to work against the woke Alamo agenda. And there's just, you'd be surprised how many Texans don't know what's happening at the Alamo or what their plans are or the narrative that they want to tell. So we are literally working every day, you know, weekends and weekdays. And I have to give a shout out to my friend and also co-admin, Cindy Gaskell. She is amazing. The research, we believe, is what saved the Cenotaph, because it was the Texas State Antiquities Landmarks that legally protected the Cenotaph the entire time. George P. Bush put the horse before the cart, and he wasted time and millions of dollars when all along the Cenotaph was protected under that law that was actually established by the Texas Historical Commission. So in you know, unison with all these groups, and, you know, we were banging pots and pans and trying to get attention at city council and at the state level, and, you know, bringing it to many people's attention, you know, everybody kind of came together, especially on that day where we won the battle at the Texas Historical Commission meeting in September. We just all stood up and said, you know, we have to save the Cenotaph. You know, it's a landmark. You know, it's just as historical as the Alamo, not on the same level, you know, understandably, but, you know, it's their monument and it had its own history. So,
Yeah,
every day. Yeah.
I'm just so impressed with what you guys are doing. Any citizens that just stand up and say, we're going to stand in the face of everything. I mean, we're just going to stand up and we're going to continue the fight. I have a tremendous amount of respect for. Now, the plan had been, and I talked with the organizers of the Kirk County Patriot Club last night, and you and I spoke on the phone last night, and they were trying to get you guys to come out Monday night, and all kinds of strangeness happened. And so instead of your group being there, they're going to, I believe they have now the, you mentioned the group earlier, the Freedom Force. This is Texas Freedom Force that you've worked with. I believe one of their people is now going to be at that meeting. The topic is still going to be the same. And I believe, I'm not even sure about any of the details, but this is going to be a really good meeting on Monday night. And I wanted to get you on the air today because I have no idea where I'm going to be Monday morning to do my radio program. And I'm going to let my audience know about that here in a minute. And so we want to encourage people. The Kirk County Patriot Club is moving to a new location. Now, you know where they've been meeting, and so I don't want to say that again just because I don't want to confuse people, but they've been meeting at the same little restaurant for a long time, and now they're going to move their meetings. I imagine it's because of growth, and the Fredericksburg Tea Party has gone through that a bunch of times where we've had to change venues. And so this Monday night, Kirk County Patriot Club is going to meet this Monday night at 6 o'clock at the Dietert Center. Now, if you're a Kerrvillian, you know where the Dietert Center is. The meeting starts at 6 o'clock. It is going to be about saving the Alamo and updates on the Cenotaph. Did you ever have an opportunity to work with my representative, Kyle Biederman, on any of his legislation about the Alamo?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we were very involved with that, especially Cindy. Working with the wording, and we were in constant contact even during the Republican convention, as it was even during COVID. We worked a lot with him. Great guy. I was actually at one of his press conferences at the cenotaph, and you know, after the meeting had broken up, I decided to go into the Alamo to visit. But the T-shirt that I was wearing actually got me escorted out of the Alamo. I went in, and they said, you know, ma'am, you can't come in here with that T-shirt. And my T-shirt simply said, don't move the cenotaph. And they didn't like it, and they asked me to leave. So,
wow.
You know, definitely fanned the flames of the fire inside me. So, you know, it's we've been just fighting to keep the integrity of the Alamo defenders alive and not being shamed by this whole woke Alamo agenda. It's definitely a battle right now.
Well, Charisma, I would love just to sit down and talk to you sometime about how you got your first name. I love the history of names, but we're about out of time for this. And yeah. I told you last night, I really want to get you and your partner, Ms. Gaskill, Cindy, in to the program sometime, maybe do an entire show about this. And so we will have you guys on the program again. And but for today, spiritofsacrifice.com. Folks, go to that website, spiritofsacrifice.com. I'll bet they have a donate button on that website, do you?
Yes, sir.
All right, there you go. See? Send a, and listen, I tell those people all the time, even $5 makes a difference. Every penny makes a difference. And so please go check this website out today, spiritofsacrifice.com. Check them out, see what Charisma and Cindy are up to. And I just wish that we had some kind of formula that could set the fire underneath every patriot that is equivalent to the fire that's been set under you. So if you come up with any way to do that, Charisma, please let me know, because we need some fires burning in the state of Texas right now. And I mean that metaphysically, not real fires.
Exactly.
So, Charisma, anything else you need to say before we go?
You know, just, and also come to our Facebook page, Don't Move the Cenotaph. We have tons of resources there, tons of articles. You know, we would love all the help we can get. And, you know, we have to share these articles and get as many Texans on board as possible. But yes, we look forward to speaking with you again. Thanks again, Matt, for having me.
Absolutely, Charisma. It's been great. All right, folks, y'all stay tuned, and we're going to go get back, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about the special session. I got a lot of questions last night. In fact, I got the same question numerous times last night. So, frequently asked questions, number one on the list about the special session. I'm going to come back and tell you what that question is, because I'll bet you many of you out there have that same question. Stay tuned.